This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. Every time the southern wind blows, they get a little closer. Every humid, rainy day, they get a little more active. Yes, the wheat rust is on its yearly march across Texas, through Oklahoma, and into Kansas and Missouri wheat fields. In this area, we are on the front line of our states for the yearly rust invasion. But watching Oklahoma is a good litmus test for how strong the rust spore load will be this year. Right now, the rust diseases are just beginning in Texas, and they will generally get to southern Kansas and Missouri in late April. A report from the wheat pathologist Bob Hunger in Oklahoma says it's fairly quiet right now, with some expected powdery mildew, but no rust yet. It is likely the February hard freeze that reached all the way down into Texas likely set the rust back some. The weather in northern Texas right now will decide how strong the spore activity will set the stage for this year. However, last year we were supposed to have a harsh rust spring, but it never amounted to much. Of the three, rust, stripe, leaf, and stem, stripe rust will be first. It favors cooler conditions between 50 to 70 degrees and humidity. Under optimal conditions, it can go from spore to infection to spore-releasing pustules in 14 days. Stripe rust is identified between the other two, being more yellow-red versus the leaf rust orange-brown. It is not, however, too early to see wheat soil-borne and spindle streak mosaic. These are two very similar viral diseases that are transmitted by the fungus-like organisms in the soil. K-State Plant Pathology Lab can tell the difference between the two. It's really not that important to know exactly which one, and often it's a mixture of both viruses. Infection usually occurs in a wet fall, but can happen in early spring as well. Symptoms of a mild infection will cause a light green discoloration on the leaves, often at the ends. Usually, mild infections go unnoticed, or they're often confused with nitrogen deficiency, and the plants outgrow the infection later in the spring when warmer weather slows the virus. The infection of transmitting funguses favors 60-degree weather in the fall, and the expression of the virus favors temperatures in the 40s and 50s. The soil mosaic viruses are very common in eastern Kansas and Missouri, and I see cases of it nearly every year. Most of the time, it is in field entrances and low spots, but rarely field-wide, just spots here and there throughout a field. Control of the soil mosaics is by variety selection. Our longtime, most popular Everest and its two progenies have a pretty strong resistance to the viruses. To recap, for now, the rust fungal diseases are just starting in Texas, so we'll need to keep an eye south for a few weeks to see how things develop. However, right now, wheat fields can be scouted for the early insects and the soil mosaic viruses, along with similar-looking nutrient deficiencies. If you have any questions about wheat diseases or fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.